hundreds of flights already canceled. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. About 500 so far into and out of the U.S., according to the website FlightAware, these travelers got stranded at New York's LaGuardia.
I cannot get anyone to speak to me. I can't get anyone to give me a refund, and customer service has an 8-hour hold time.
I want to go back home. They're booked today. I'm very upset.
The disruptions have been mostly attributed to weather. In San Francisco, an attack at the airport. Authorities say three men were hurt after being stabbed by a suspect who was taken into custody. Two U.S. military veterans who went missing in Ukraine have been seen on a video released by Russia. The U.S. believes they were captured, but that hasn't been confirmed.
Andy Nguyen and Alexander Druki, both of Alabama, reportedly being held by Russian-backed separatists in the Donbas region. Druki with a message for his mom and his dog.
Mom, I just want to let you know that I'm alive, and I hope to be back home as soon as I can be. So love diesel for me. Love you.
The two are believed to be the first Americans captured in the conflict.
Fox's Jill Nato, the State Department, is also investigating the disappearance of a third American fighting in Ukraine. Unlawful entry at the U.S. Capitol, but we're not talking about January 6th. On Thursday, police arrested a number of staffers associated with The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. They apparently entered the complex after hours and did not have the proper credentials.
In a statement, CBS says the production team came to Capitol Hill to do interviews for a comedy segment with Triumph the Insult Comedy Dog, voiced by Robert Smigel. CBS says the interviews were prearranged with congressional offices.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Familiar themes from former President Trump. While speaking yesterday at a Christian conference in Nashville, he renewed his criticism of former Vice President Mike Pence, who he believes could have stopped the certification of the 2020 election.
Mike Pence had a chance to be great. He had a chance to be, frankly, historic. But just like Bill Barr and the rest of these weak people, Mike, and I say it sadly because I like him, but Mike did not have the courage to act.
The House committee investigating the Capitol riot has focused largely on what top advisors were telling President Trump leading up to January 6th. The next public hearing is Tuesday. Disturbing revelations at our southern border.
An average of 1,800 illegal immigrant runners have slipped past Border Patrol every day since October, CBP sources tell Fox News. And new CBP data on the number of potential terrorists encountered at the southern border highlights why that is a major concern. According to CBP, in fiscal year 2017, there were only two people on the terror watch list arrested at the southern border. Fiscal year 2018 had six. Fiscal year 2019 had zero. Fiscal year 2020 had three. Fiscal year 2021 had 15, and so far in fiscal year 2022, Border Patrol has already arrested 50 people on the terror watch list.
Fox's Bill Malusian in Rio Grande Valley, Texas. Help wanted at SpaceX, possibly after CEO Elon Musk fired several employees who blasted the billionaire for his behavior in an open letter. The New York Times was the first to report the purge. The letter described Musk as a frequent source of distraction and embarrassment. I'm Pam Huso, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.